Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations this Friday of the 15th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we turn our attention to question and answer 38 of the Heidelberg Catechism. Recognizing, as we did in our study of Heidelberg Catechism question 37, that Jesus had to suffer in order to bear the wrath of God for our sin, and to redeem us body and soul from everlasting damnation in obtaining for us the grace of God, righteousness, and eternal life, we now look to how the particular suffering of Jesus' last days occurred at the hands of sinful men. And so we ask in question 38, why did he suffer under Pontius Pilate as judge? That he, being innocent, might be condemned by the temporal judge, and thereby deliver us from the severe judgment of God to which we were exposed. Jesus was truly innocent of sin, as we have previously pointed out. He kept the law of God perfectly in every way. But he also kept the laws of men. There is no record of him violating Roman law, as he lived under the emperor of Rome in the early first century. There is no record of him violating Jewish law. In fact, when he sat in judgment of Jesus, Pilate made it clear he knew Jesus was innocent of all charges. Luke 23, verses 13 through 15. Pilate then called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was misleading the people. And after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him." John reiterates this in his gospel, John chapter 19, verse 4, where Pilate went out again and said to them, "See, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no guilt in him." Indeed, there was no guilt in him. Jesus was innocent of all charges, and Pilate knew it. Yet Pilate was a politician, and he had been sent by the Roman government to ensure the Jews in Palestine maintained the Pax Romana, the peace of Rome. And so, though he sought to release Jesus, as John 19, verse 12 says, ultimately he gave him over to be executed. As John records in 19, verses 15 and 16, the people cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." So he delivered him over to them to be crucified. Yet the irony of it all is that as Jesus was delivered over to temporal judgment in this life, as he was tried and convicted of sins he did not commit, innocent, yet given over to execution by an unjust judge looking to his own career, in this sordid affair that took place on earth, Jesus delivered us from the just judgment of Almighty God. For we are the guilty ones. We are those who have broken God's law. We are the sinners. We are those rightly deserving punishment. Before the judge of heaven and earth, we have no plea but guilty. Guilty as charged. And we deserve no punishment other than execution, death itself. Yet for those who have looked to Christ in faith, we find the glorious truth of the gospel at work in us. For because Jesus was judged guilty by Pilate, we are judged innocent by God. Because Jesus was convicted of sins he did not commit, we are exonerated of the sins we have committed. Because Jesus was given over to execution, we have been granted full pardon. Because Jesus took our sin and our punishment on himself at the hands of sinful men, we take his righteousness and life on ourselves at the hand of a loving Father. By his suffering and the unjust judgment of Pilate, we have been delivered from the severe judgment of God, that we might know his grace and mercy and salvation, that we might know his righteousness, that we might know life eternal. to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.